Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, January 31st. First, a look at the Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highway 21 remains closed between Port Elgin and Kincardine this morning as crews continue to work to clear heavy snow drifts. Otherwise, routes around the Grey Bruce region are reported as mostly bare with some partly snow-covered sections and good visibility. Plans for a new skilled trades training center in Walkerton are progressing with the announcement of $6.3 million from the Ontario government. It will be a Liuna 1059 training center, which is the local branch of the Labour International Union of North America. Liuna is putting up the other half of the estimated $12.5 million project. Liuna 1059 training director Mike Ropp says the union has a skilled trades training center in London, but this area has been underserved.
And the proposed Walkerton facility is about 23,000 square feet. So it'll be a model of that, a smaller scale model. And we're teaching trade skill training for apprentices in the construction craft worker trade.
Meaford won't be spending more dollars yet to try to peg down who owns a beach property and potentially purchase it. Council defeated a motion from Deputy Mayor Shirley Keaveney this week, which proposed having staff investigate and spend up to $5,000 to look at options for Meaford to purchase what's known as Centerville Beach. Centerville Beach has long been enjoyed publicly, but it's actually private property, and some residents are pressing for action from the municipality to ensure it remains available for public use. Rob Urig is a Meaford councillor.
Concerned right now about spending more money looking into purchasing the land until we know who the ownership is and what they might want to do with it.
The town of the Blue Mountains has scheduled a public meeting next month on its draft budget. The budget will result in a blended tax increase of just under 4%. A public meeting will be held February 18th. On the national news, new tariffs could be coming tomorrow on almost all Canadian goods crossing into the United States. President Donald Trump told reporters he still plans to follow through on his February 1st deadline for sweeping 25% tariffs. An official with the Trump administration says Canada could avoid the tariffs by, quote, shutting the border to fentanyl. Trump says he's still debating whether or not to include Canadian oil on the list of items that will be hit with a hefty border tax. About 60% of America's crude oil imports come from Canada. 28 bodies have been recovered from the scene of an aviation disaster in Washington, D.C. An American Airlines regional jet collided with a military helicopter Wednesday night, killing 67 people. The Federal Aviation Administration confirms there was a staff shortage at the time, and one controller was doing a job usually handled by two people. And one of the six candidates who had hoped to replace Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as Liberal leader is withdrawing. Jaime Batiste has put his support behind Mark Carney. The other remaining candidates include Chrystia Freeland, Karina Gould, Ruby Dalla, and Frank Bayless. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are headed for a higher open this morning. Futures up in pre-market trading. On the heels of a winning session yesterday, the Dow closed 168 points up to 44,882. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced as well. Bitcoin is little change this morning, hovering at around 104,000 US. The price of oil is also trading flat, 72.70 per barrel, while gold is little change as well, 2,850 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar's at 69.05 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm Fadi Giri, and here's a look at sports brought to you by RE/MAX. Marc-Andre Fleury got his final goodbye at the Bell Center in Montreal. He announced his retirement this season. Fleury was born about an hour north of Montreal, and despite being the oldest player in the NHL at 40, he still managed a shutout win in what could be his last game in Montreal, barring a playoff run. Mark Scheifele recorded his 328th career goal, tying a franchise record for Winnipeg as the Jets downed the Boston Bruins 6-2. Scheifele is now tied with Ilya Kovalchuk atop the Jets Thrashers' all-time scoring list. The Ottawa Senators downed the league-best Washington Capitals 5-4 in overtime. NBA play, the Toronto Raptors are back in action tonight, looking to extend their five-game win streak. They host the Chicago Bulls tonight. And exciting news for the Toronto Blue Jays. Reports say the Jays have signed three-time Cy Young winner Max Scherzer to a one-year deal worth $15.5 million US. And now your local scores.
Thanks, Fatty. Kincardine, Walkerton, Hanover, and Mount Forest have games in the PJHL tonight. The Meaford Knights were blanked 4-0 on home ice by the Wasaga River Dragons. Senior hockey, the Durham Thundercats play on the road tonight against Tavistock. And in the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack have back-to-back home games at the Bayshore this weekend. Ottawa's in town tomorrow. It's a rare 4 p.m. start. And then the Brampton Steelheads Sunday. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. A mix of sun and cloud today with a high of minus 1, then partly cloudy sky tonight and cold. A low of minus 15, feeling more like minus 23. And for the weekend, cloudy tomorrow, chance of some flurries and a high of minus 11. Periods of snow and 2 on Sunday.